We're going to dig into a different kind of audio experience. These days, thanks to podcasts and audiobooks, radio drama, or you might say audio drama, is making a comeback. The heyday, of course, was before everybody had a TV, from the 1930s into the 1950s. Well, reporter John Kalish has a story about a guy who's been keeping the art form alive since way back then.
Tom Lopez has recorded monkeys in Belize, street dogs in Tangier, and frogs in the Amazon. He's been using real-world recordings for more than 40 years to create soundscapes for fictional characters that range from a galactic gumshoe to shipwreck survivors who wash up on an island with live dinosaurs. For the dinosaurs, Lopez used elephants he recorded at a zoo in India.
What island is this?
It is named Dinotopia.
Dinotopia?
Most radio drama producers use pre-recorded sound effects to set a scene, but Lopez uses his own recordings and they inspire the plots in his radio dramas. It's a unique approach to the medium.
I realized the sounds I was gathering were as important as the characters. It was sort of like a filmmaker finding interesting locations. So I was recording sounds, and then later I'd write a scene to take place in that particular location.
Tom Lopez is soft-spoken and sports a thick white mustache. For almost a half century, his home base has been a 33-acre compound in rural upstate New York. He works under the umbrella of the ZBS Foundation, which has a bit of a cult following.
This has been a ZBS production.
The Fourth Tower of Inverness was the first ZBS radio drama series.
Fourth Tower, week 13, Thursday.
It chronicles the metaphysical adventures of Jack Flanders.
You mean to tell me that Henry refuses to come back to Inverness?
Well, Auntie, he felt it's best if he...
That old fool! Jives Morty!
Lopez records actors in a studio next to the old rambling farmhouse where he lives. There's also a barn where Valeria Vasilievsky recalls doing a scene set in a supermarket one winter night.
We're all freezing, and we're walking around with these shopping carts, following a wooden head with microphones that's on wheels in front of us. But that's Tom.
And Vasilievsky says improvisation is encouraged.
You never knew what to expect. Text-wise, or what character you were, was all a mystery until you got there.
A lot of Lopez's radio dramas are noirish mysteries, but ZBS actually started out as a commune that made money producing radio commercials like this one.
Captain Beefheart and Rye Cooter.
Cooter, 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 Cooter.
Both have albums out.
Well, I should hope so.
And they're coming soon.
Here they come.
These days, ZBS is sustained by its fans who donate money and buy radio drama recordings. Lopez is as surprised as anyone that he's lasted this long.
It's almost like there's some sort of mystical economics that science hasn't quite acknowledged or figured out yet. There's absolutely no reason I should be here. This is not a cheap place to keep up.
This summer, ZBS will launch a streaming website where subscribers can listen to all of its radio dramas. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.